This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The top public health officials in the United States are making a now familiar plea to Americans as the coronavirus continues spreading across the nation. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Appearing before a House panel, CDC Director Robert Redfield, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Trump administration virus testing czar Brett Giroir said, no, there is no vaccine yet, but Americans are also not defenseless against the virus.
We have powerful tools.
Five easy things to do.
Avoiding crowded indoor spaces or washing hands. Or wearing a mask.
Universal wearing of masks, avoiding crowds, physical distancing.
Not just some of us, but all of us embrace these tools. We will get a handle on this pandemic.
Fauci says he's optimistic Americans will have widespread access to a vaccine after one is approved as safe and effective, hopefully by year's end. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Pharma giants GlaxoSmithKline and Sanofi Pasteur will supply 100 million doses of experimental COVID-19 vaccine to the United States as governments buy up supplies in hopes that something will work. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The companies say in a statement the U.S. will pay up to $2.1 billion for development, including clinical trials, manufacturing, scale-up, and delivery of its joint vaccine. Sanofi will get the bulk of the funds. Washington has a further option for the supply of an additional 500 million doses longer term as part of its Operation Warp Speed program. Earlier this week, the British government signed a deal for 60 million doses of a potential vaccine that could start to be rolled out in the first half of next year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam on Friday postponed September's election for the city's legislature for a year because of a spike in coronavirus cases. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam confirmed her decision on Friday after days of reports that it may be coming. The opposition had aimed to win a majority in the Legislative Council, where half the seats are directly elected and the other half filled mostly with pro-Beijing appointees. The postponement of the vote comes after 12 pro-democracy candidates were disqualified from running. The government denies political censorship or suppression of the right to run. Lam, who is backed by the Chinese national government in Beijing, said she had to invoke an emergency law to make the postponement, and no political considerations were involved in the decision. Hong Kong has reported more than 3,000 coronavirus cases since January, far lower than in other major cities around the world. But for the past 10 days, the number of new infections has been in the triple digits.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency Friday for counties on the Atlantic coast as Hurricane Isaias was expected to cause heavy rains in the state and prompted the closure of COVID-19 testing sites. DeSantis said his state is ready for any and all emergencies.
I want Floridians to know that the state of Florida is fully prepared for this and any future storm during this hurricane season. The Division of Emergency Management has had the state operations center at level one since March.
The hurricane was packing maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour and lashing the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos as of Friday afternoon. Isaias was forecast to strengthen while moving near or over the Bahamas, and it could near South Florida on Saturday or Sunday. Authorities say a British man and two Florida residents hacked the Twitter accounts of prominent politicians, celebrities, and technology moguls to scam people around the globe out of more than $100,000 in Bitcoin. A 17-year-old boy was arrested Friday in Tampa, Florida. The adults face several charges in California. The arrests came after hackers sent bogus tweets on July 15th from the accounts of former President Barack Obama, former Vice President Joe Biden, Mike Bloomberg, and a number of tech billionaires, including Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. The tweets offered to send $2,000 for every $1,000 sent to an anonymous Bitcoin address. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.